This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Best week ever. So far, so good.
Did you have a heat wave at your house yesterday?
Hit 80 degrees.
Is that right?
Yep.
It
was, and where I was working yesterday, it was hot.
Looks like my favorite part of the year is over.
Nah, it's coming back. Apparently, it's cooling off for this weekend.
I bet not.
I know. I'm really torn between, oh my God, let the weather never stop, and Jesus, I think we need more rain.
I think you can give that up.
Well, I already pulled out all my cushions,
right.
So I'm having a barbecue this weekend, you know.
Oh, and you are?
Sure, I was like, after yesterday, John grilled some sausages because, you know, we can't eat any
bread. Because that's keto?
That's keto. It's not keto. Well, you know what? We're not doing keto.
Yeah, you are.
We're doing no carbs or low carbs, you know, no sugar, none of that. We're not really that great about it.
Okay.
Just decided, can't call it keto, right? People who go on the keto thing, they actually have to take like spoonfuls of butter at the end of the day to get the fat that's required. I'm like, I'm not getting that scientific.
I don't know anything about it.
Me either. You know what we're doing? Low carb. So yesterday, he's out there grilling, and I'm sitting near him, and I'm reading my
it's
book.
80.
And it's, well, but at this point, it's later in the day. You know, he's cooking dinner. And it's just beautiful. Like, I love those days where you walk out of your house, and it's a degree or two warmer outside, and just like, so nice. So I'm like, let's have a barbecue. Like, if this is the weather that we're going to have for the next few days, let's cook some stuff up on the grill.
For the weekend, you mean?
Yeah, this weekend. Yeah. And then we, you know, and I love throwing a party. I'll throw a party every weekend if I could. John wouldn't.
Oh, God.
But I would.
That's such a girl thing.
I know. He's like, who do you want to have? Like, I don't know. We started working on the guest list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, four people.
Four people.
That's Christina, though, dude. She is that person.
Yeah. I just like to have
She's
people over.
Completely disappointed when she can't have a party.
Yeah. Like a and I call it a party, but it's really just a little gathering of friends.
Right.
It's just so nice. You sit around and you know, if it's not a spare of the air day, you build a fire, roast some marshmallows. I can't have those for sure.
I think it's probably better called entertaining because the truth is a party should have kegs and jungle
juice. Well,
no, juice
it's not a keg party. It's
well,
just a party.
I just mean, you
just
know.
A party.
That jungle juice is crazy. What is that?
It's all the liquor in the house plus
Everything
any piece
any
of
juice.
Fruit you can find.
It usually tastes delicious. And then
well,
it's just...
isn't it something about like those Long Island iced teas? It's like five different kinds of liquor, and then whatever they put in it to turn the thing brown, and you drink it, you're like, damn, it kind of tastes like iced tea.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it's, how do I get here?
Right.
Yeah.
One of those, and you're like, oh boy, I'm time traveling.
We used to do that on the beach. You know what? That's the bummer about being a drunk is that I had tons of good times when I was young. It just got ugly later. But man, did we have fun.
Yeah.
Right there on the beach.
Yep. Oh. What's better than that?
Sun's out. Everybody's just in their trunks.
Somebody's got a boombox going.
The music's flowing.
Yeah.
Right. God.
I know.
And we
so
actually
fun.
Had, well, I know everyone thinks they have good taste in music, but we did.
Yeah, of course you did, right?
So, you know, our parties were for sure the best.
Right.
And people
who doesn't
came
want
from,
the Misfits and Social D?
And people came from every, or Pink Floyd, or Steel Pulse,
oh,
or
yeah.
All of it.
Dude, that's beach
or
music
Rush,
right,
right
there.
All of that. Mm. Van Halen. Who doesn't want to hear Van, old
I
Van Halen?
I can't think of one person.
Come on.
They're out there, though, for sure.
Well, whatever.
I don't want to hear that. Rush, Van Halen, I don't like that.
Just
BBB.
That feeling where everyone's biking
oh,
up from all over the place.
Mm.
Hey, you guys, I heard
Hey, what are you guys doing? Hey,
yeah, come on over.
It's nice on the beach too because nobody's house gets trashed.
Well, no, the house was on the beach, so it was right there.
This is the place where you had to paint the carpet later.
No.
The house next to the brain surgeon who was
yes,
like, "Get the hell out of the neighborhood."
House.
Okay, got it.
That house. It was. Look, that. This is a neat story. That house, the first house I moved out of my house as a young person into
the world.
The world. Jason, my friend, his grand.
Cisco?
No, this is a different Jason. Okay. I have a lot of Jasons in my life.
That's for a some big reason, name for
it
a while
was a big
there.
Name for that
yeah.
era or.
Jason's, Jennifer's.
Or whatever. Yeah. His grandparents, I don't know how. But they were the first house on the cliff in Del Mar in the 40s or some 50s, whatever
nice.
It was. So it's this little house. I don't even know. Maybe they built it themselves. But whatever the case may be, it was the first house out there on 6th Street in Del Mar. Everything built up around it. And it was this World War II era janky falling over house that we lived in. And it was perfect.
Yeah. Well, perfect for you.
Perfect for us.
Not perfect
in,
for the rich guy living next to you who had to get up for 3 a.m. for brain surgery.
Look, that part of the story isn't the part of the story, though. The part of the story is that this house was perfect for college kids. Right on the beach.
Yeah, so ramshackle, because houses that are perfect for college kids are right. also not in the best of shape.
Right.
This is perfect. It can't get any worse. They can tear this thing down and would be like, thank you.
Right. There were people sleeping on the floors all over the place
sure.
on the weekends.
Damn.
Didn't matter. Who cares?
Oh, my God. Party house. Oh, boy.
It was heaven.
Mm. Yeah,
can't you see it?
I can. Right there on the beach. I see the house next door, too, and
the
evil, annoyed,
next door,
the
right.
annoyed looks coming out the window.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah.
That part of the story. I feel bad now. I look back and think, oh, yeah, now as a grown-up, I realize how many people have stuff to do.
Yeah.
And there's the douchebag just back from Mexico. Chatting up some chick in the driveway.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Well, you know, Vinny. It's just the way it is sometimes. People got to deal with what they, you know. You live someplace beautiful. Other people want to party there.
Sorry about it, Ron. I'm just trying to talk to this girl and see what I can make happen. I mean, brain surgery.
You've got no game. Now go to bed.
Who knows anything about that? Mm. Apparently he did.
Yeah.
He actually did brain surgery.
Mm. It's like when someone says it's not brain injury, he says, you got that right. God, you guys didn't even know. Steadiest of hands. Tiniest of movements.
The conclusion of that story is after making many offers to the grandparents of my friend Jason, who owned the house, he eventually did, in fact, buy the land, knock that piece of poo down, and build another mansion next to his first mansion.
Oh, he did just look out over the empty lot and just go,
no.
Thank God.
I don't know if he
suckers.
Ultimately rented it or what he did there, but
maybe
I know.
He let his kids live there. He's like, God, these kids are so noisy. Get them out of here. No parties.
That's how that went, though.
Mm.
He was trying to buy it out from under them forever.
Yeah.
Especially once the kids moved in.
Jesus.
Anyway, I didn't last long. The point of the story, I was thrown out within 3 months. Yeah. 4 months, maybe. I don't know how long I
all
made
right.
it.
They threw you out there. They're like, you're the instigator of all these
parties. Well, I was still there all the time. We still hung out. We're still all good friends, but I wasn't allowed to live there anymore, and that was sort of the... Dude.
Damn it.
You were the guy, huh?
I was the one.
You were the one thrown out.
I'm the fall guy.
Yeah. You're the scapegoat. I had such a productive, great day yesterday. Like,
good for you.
You know, the weather was awesome, and I got my little thank you gift off to the person that I made it for the day before, and then I went to the gardening store, and I walked over, and I pulled like 4 carts of plants, and then I walked home. I'm like, John.
Oh, so you
will
gardened?
You help me? I did. I gardened, but I also helped. We're setting up. The studio's going in today, or starting to go in today.
Oh.
Jesus.
I know. So excited. So we had a bunch of stuff to do to get ready for that, and we had to clear some parts
of
the room.
So you decided to do a little gardening, too. Well, add that to the pile.
I was done with what we were done with what we had to do at 1:30, so John went off to do his thing, and then I walked over.
Got plants.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it's not weird. It was such a beautiful day.
I have this little piece, this little brick. What would you call it? I don't know.
Planter?
Planter. Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
Should have known you'd know. I have this little brick.
Do you put plants in it?
Planter that I've been meaning
to. Is it out front?
It's out front. Mm. I've been meaning to put some plants in for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, in front of your place in Santa Cruz?
The apartment.
Oh, you should have talked to me, man. I would have had recommendations on what plants. You want something low maintenance. You don't want to be over there gardening.
I can still talk to you. Nothing's happened yet.
Oh, you haven't done anything?
No, I'm telling you. It's been every time I walk into that house, which is daily, I walk in and go, geez, I got to do something about that dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
You'll give me some suggestions?
Sure. You know what? Give me a picture of it. I'll draw the whole thing out
for you. No problem.
You should just go out there and do it for him. He has no time.
Yeah.
What am I going to drive to Santa Cruz and do a
do
garden
that.
For Vinny? I'll
good
do it.
For you. Okay.
What are you going to do? Give him suggestions? And he has two kids and
I'll give him
all
a list.
That stuff to do.
You know, just hire someone to do it for you. If it's that
you know
big,
what?
Big of a thing.
I don't know about that. So
well,
yesterday,
I'm cheap. I'll do it for $10,000, the whole thing.
Oh, my God. It's a planter the size of a
I'm going to take care of it.
Two of these TVs.
I'll visit once a month.
You know what?
For 6 months.
It's maybe a little wider than these TVs, but it's about the length of these three TVs. Oh. It's a little planter.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right there.
Well, what has everyone else got going on in theirs? Are theirs planted?
No, they don't. Each thing has its own little space. There's no uniformity. I don't know. Anyway, I got to go to sushi yesterday.
Ooh.
And actually, it was
happy
nice.
Birthday, Christina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we sat there on this deck and had sushi, and she was in heaven. And
what's the place that you like to go to?
We don't like to go to. This is the place that she
said
I'll never go to again.
Back.
And then, because it's the closest place that's good. So we end up, I'm like, all right, where are we going? She goes, we just got to go to the place. I got to be in a conference call. I've got to go to close. All right.
What was the thing they wouldn't give
she
her
wanted like a bento box to go and they said nah, we don't do that I don't know, I wasn't there for that, frankly. I was even
is
like
because they don't have like a to-go container that has all the divisions within.
I don't know
the bento box items.
I don't know, I can't help you. I just know that she left there just
boiling
peeved,
huh?
And I was like,
that is
wow, that's
I can't even imagine her mad.
She wasn't doing anything other than saying that's it. We're never going there again. Mm. And then we've gone back because what can
it's
you do?
It's good, you know?
Well,
it sucks when something near your house and really convenient bums you out, because then it's like one less thing on your list.
You got to be careful when you swear off of stuff,
because
suddenly you're walking it back going,
oh, F it. I guess we'll go there. Damn it.
And then she comes out, so the lady who she fought with the first time comes out on the deck and goes, here's your check, and puts it down, and I go, oh, hold on, here's her. Go to give her the card, and she goes, she takes this sign, which is facing me, which says something like, I forget what the first side said. She flips it around, and it says, pay inside.
Oh.
And I go,
oh, damn.
okay, and she goes, well, no, this time I'll take, and I go, no, 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 no.
Oh, no. Don't do me any favors.
I got this. And she goes, no, 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 no. And she snatches
it
and walks off. And I'm like, now I'm never coming here again. And I don't go back on my... I will hold that.
Oh. Well, it's easy for you to say because you don't even like sushi.
I don't even like sushi. I know.
He was looking for any reason to not go there anymore.
Yeah.
What do you get at sushi?
California roll.
Yeah, it's easy.
I think I had something with a little shrimp in it, too.
I've been craving sushi so bad.
Why?
I'm
going
to have some today
you?
Now that you're talking about it.
I can't have it. There's almost nothing that
it's
is
raw fish.
Sashimi.
I'm not going to just sit and eat raw fish. I need
oysters,
to have the...
That's the best part.
I need to have the rice. Nigiri, is that what it is when it's... I don't want sashimi.
I think so.
I don't like big hunks of raw fish. I like it to be... I like it all cozied up to some rice and some...
What is the tuna blubber?
Oh.
Oro? Toro?
Yeah, something like
Toro.
That.
Toro? It's pretty good, but I really don't want to eat a meal of it. Like, I'll have a couple pieces and then I'm kind of all...
But I want them on rice. Like, I don't want to eat a piece of tuna blubber or the fatty albacore or whatever the hell it's called. I don't want to eat that by itself. Like, I need it to
is
have...
Toro?
Yeah, it is Toro.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Maguro and Toro.
Sometimes I don't think I can have soy sauce.
I have
like,
a little salmon. I'm okay, you know, a couple bites. But in the end, I find myself going, I'm still hungry. I only had like 4 pieces of food.
You know, my favorite thing at sushi lately is the little egg nigiri. It's like a little egg. Like my son was getting it all the time. I'm like, give me a bite of that. And it's great. Like it has
it's
like
a cooked egg or a
it
rye.
It's cooked.
Is it a
egg.
Quail egg?
No, it's like egg cake or something. Like I don't know how they do it. Japanese people have a way of cooking eggs that is just freaking fabulous. And they cut it into like a little
tamago egg.
Tamago. That's it.
What is a tamago?
Here, take a look.
Take a look at it. You've seen that before. But they strap it down with a little bit of the seaweed.
I never seen that before.
Oh, well, you should
try
that.
So it's cooked egg.
It is. It's cooked egg. But it has like a weird sweetness to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a really, but you eat it just like a regular piece of sushi.
It's fine. It's like tofu-y.
I kind of like it. Yeah. Just been like, oh, I'm getting that every time I come. Because I always get maguro, ebi, which is cooked shrimp. So not Japanese.
I know. Everything you're mentioning is not like the real good stuff.
I know. You know. I don't like the good stuff because
it's
all googly and gross.
I eat everything, of course, but I eat when I go, I get sashimi, all the raw fish, and I eat tons of it. We get a huge platter. Sometimes I eat like dozens of oysters and just dip
it. Are those raw oysters?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's delicious. So good. I'll pull a picture up for you.
It's okay.
Wait, no. Are oysters,
like oysters
ever cooked? They're always raw,
they
right?
Can be cooked.
You can get them. You can get them baked. You can get oysters Rockefeller, or you can get them barbecued. I mean, yeah, you can get cooked oysters. But I think the best way is like a little oyster, nice, deep little oyster, ice cold.
This is the place I go to.
Slurped into your mouth.
This is how it looks. They're so good.
Oh, it does look good.
It's like the little fish eggs there.
Yeah, tabico.
Oh.
And
a big wad of wasabi on there.
Yeah, here's me at that table pushing that towards the middle.
Stop it. You should try it.
I'm gonna
expand your horizons.
My mouth is watering right now.
I know.
It's over there for you guys. Help yourselves, everyone.
You got automatic watering in that plant of yours?
No.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I'll set you up a little timer thing.
No. What
irrigation? You know? Huh?
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, he's not there every single day.
I'm there most days. I really am.
So you're going to go water every day? I'm going to trust you to water this garden that we're going to put in?
Of course you should.
So you are going out there to help him?
I mean, aren't I?
Aren't you? Good.
No, I'll set you up a little timer thing.
Right now, you know what's funny is we've been talking about how we're apart.
Yes, yeah. And when's that ending? I mean, it seems like
I don't know, because we're waiting on the sink. They are having the time of their life over there.
How so?
Here's a picture of the sunset as they walked out and sat on the beach and watched the sunset.
That's so pretty.
Beautiful.
That is so pretty.
Here's another one as it's going down.
What fun for girls to grow up on the beach
this
like that.
This is the front yard of our place.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
And then this is the dinner.
Do you walk to the end of your street and then there's like a rocky path down? Like where exactly?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
Salmon. I don't know what the round things are. Is that?
Is it like squash? Or is it potato slices?
That's cauliflower. And I think that's maybe sweet potato and asparagus all baked in one.
Mm.
There's the kid's diet right there.
That looks delicious.
You eat that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It does look delicious.
So you didn't eat dinner with them?
No. I got this picture sent to me at like 8:30.
Oh, yeah. They eat late.
I'm sound asleep at 8:30.
Delicious.
In fact, and I this is the worst part of this whole thing, because I do, obviously, we went to lunch, and we hung out, and I picked my kid up at school, and we hung out, and I'm finally sleeping. Like, I realized, oh my God, it's those people. That's why I don't sleep. They're the reason I haven't slept for years.
Yeah. Maybe you should live at the apartment.
Ay, ay, ay. No, I don't want to start that. You know, I had a story about... What time is it? I had a story about how so many married couples are sleeping in separate rooms.
Uh-huh.
And Bryn does, and Yuzette did.
I do, given the opportunity.
Right, but not normally.
No, we sleep together. He's
and
good.
I do think there's a weird, like, I'm
yep,
afraid
some people
that
really
if I
do
get,
have that.
If we get too used to being apart, does that make sense?
I guess it does.
I've lived alone way too much to exercise that.
In their room half the night last night.
You did?
I woke up in the middle of the night and just walked over and kind of just stared at my daughter. Went to sleep for the rest of the night. Woke up at midnight, you know?
Yeah. You went in the other room to go to sleep.
Yeah, they're both out.
Why'd you leave then?
What do you mean, why'd I leave?
Why'd you leave at midnight?
My room?
Yeah.
Because I just woke up out of nowhere. And then so I checked on them, and I'm like, there's a little spot there I can lay down.
Oh, you finished the night in bed with them.
That's right, yes.
I see. Because
you have to start the night on your own. Otherwise, you're not going to get to bed.
Right.
And so.
It's hard. It's definitely. And actually, I mean, we all have houses that there are actual rooms that we can go to. But there's people who live with a big family and,
In one bedroom, one bed.
In one bedroom with one bed. I mean, Bryn, you know all about that. You spend your whole life growing up like that, all in one bed. I don't know how you got more kids.
I was like four at the time.
Mm-hmm. ye old family bed keeps the family size small. Or I guess maybe that's the intention.
Last night, as I watched The Outsider.
Yes. Are you caught up?
I'm caught up. Oh. Pre-bed. Pre-7 o'clock bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I feel you. It's good.
It's working out. Anyway, there's a spot where they show the married couple. It's the policeman and his wife. They're in bed, and the bed is this tiny.
The bed's a full size. I was like, I go, oh, John, look at that. Wouldn't you just die if that was our bed? Ugh.
And I'm looking at it going, how do two grown people sleep face to face? There's no, because it shows them.
With their foreheads touching.
Yes, and I'm like, nobody does that with the, look, I'm very care. I brush. I shower.
It doesn't matter.
I understand. That's
not
my
even
point.
About stinking.
I
it's
take
about
good
the
care
heat that
of
two
my
bodies. Oof. Generate. Oh, there's no cold spot to slide your arms and legs to. Oh, if I didn't have that, I'd never sleep.
I was looking at that, thinking, there's just no way.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I don't want to not sleep together. I feel like that's a slippery slope.
You have a king bed. You're all set.
But the idea of sleeping that close to each other.
It's like just hopping a twin.
Or roll off onto the floor
right.
And
oh my
stay
God.
There till morning. Yuck.
Just terrible. God, that show is so good. It's on HBO. It's called The Outsider. It's based on a Stephen King book, and they're just doing a just high-end job. Like, this might be the, well, I guess other than, like, The Shining, which was excellent.
I love the Jerko cop. He's such a perfect jerk.
God, you know who he is? He's that dude from Ozark.
I don't know who he is.
He had the beard, and he was the lover of the FBI guy.
That's the guy?
Yes.
He was great in Ozark.
Absolutely
and he's
great.
He is just, like, you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
You just hate him.
Well, he's just, I mean, I don't want to say anything.
I didn't
about
put that together at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who he is.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
He's a great actor. Like, out of nowhere, he's been
him.
In a couple things where, and you just, and I mean, I felt him so hard in that, in Ozark, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was, what a great character.
Right.
When's Ozark coming back? That's coming
any
back.
Any minute.
Yeah.
Should be any
this,
minute.
This spring sometime.
It's got to be.
Yeah. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Survivors on tonight. We're going to take a quick break. KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.